Welcome back to Down the Brand Stance. It's 5 minutes afternoon. I'm your moderator, Corey Lane. We go until 2 p.m. I want to say a special, special good afternoon to all of our new listeners, those of you who are home because of COVID and decided to run through those stations and heard the excited brass that's on. You're locked on and you can't move that dial. I'm sure you're learning all about all of our regular callers and the characters that we have here as well. And of course, you can join the family when you call. You may not be able to hold on for an hour, so you may just let the producer know you're a new caller. And even some of the regular callers say, Corey, there's a time we want to hear from the new callers as well. And they're prepared to stand down. So just let the producer know that you're a new caller and you get bumped up. In terms of the WhatsApp caller, the WhatsAppers, the persons who message in, I just want to let you know, sometimes we receive as little as a text per minute or 3 texts per minute as the system can handle. So we will never be able to read all, but what I'd like to do is scan through all and kind of condense and mention the similar ones. So maybe 8 WhatsApp saying something close, and we try just to mention that, and that covers your WhatsApp as well. So no need to abuse the moderators for not reading and think it's conspiracy. You will never read this, and da 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 da, because sometimes we do. The persons who are diabetic, I mean, need some assistance. The Diabetic Association asks them to reach out to them, particularly the first caller or anybody in that particular situation. Again, see if I have a personal number here. I don't know if I can use that, but I will see if I could reach out. Some persons are also reaching out to us to offer their services in counseling, and I think that is fantastic too. So we have some people online to look at that. I will leave that there for now and I'll come back to some of your messages later. I'll say a special good afternoon to the chat. The chat usually keeps you in check. It gives you a little feel of what's happening out there, what are some of the discussions people are having. Particularly, it's a mix between some locals and Barbadians living overseas. They get together on the chat and they talk about all things Barbados and overseas in relation to what's happening here on Down to Brass Tacks. And of course, we have the phone line at 434-1790. We have a full board and we go over and we say good afternoon and welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Yes, your previous callers talk about something most here they want to talk about the free bikes.
That was fat, right?
So I didn't want to go over that there. I know that's what Mark.
Correct.
Okay. The next thing, the landlords, too, doing that nonsense about trying to get the rent from people that was laid off to it and threatening them with, you know, for evicting them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I got 2 friends of mine that going through that there all now. Right? My next thing is, you know, you ain't supposed to be outside doing the curfew, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you in your veranda sitting down, is it a problem?
No, you can stay on your premises.
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It happened with 2 people I know personally. They're on their premises in their veranda just chilling out alone. And the law come up. I tell them they got to go inside.
Mm. You sure that's, you sure of this or this secondhand
yes,
report?
Sure of
this seems so. Yes, if that's so,
sure.
No, I can't argue
right?
it. Maybe so. If that's so, yes. That is not my understanding of what the curfew is about. We haven't reached that stage as yet. I understand some places, parts of Italy and so on, are doing that where you had to actually stay inside, but we are not there.
Right, but some of the policemen, like, they ain't sure what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I can't go in my yard free my dog?
No, man, no, it's not. That's not it. That's not it.
Right?
You see, when this thing first started, one of the things to enforce the law, you must understand the law. And because there were a lot of gray areas and uncertainty, my concern, yeah. And in all professions, you know, there are reasonable policemen, and then there are unreasonable policemen. And my fear
correct.
Was, you want to butt the first, but not the latter. You understand?
So I'm pleading to the police, right? People in charge, to stay within the law. Yes, we know we got some bad ones and we got some good ones, right? Stay within the law. Do not go telling people that nonsense. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing too, some people were signed up by the bread shop, you know, waiting to buy bread.
Mm-hmm.
Sign that loan, source on this system. You know, you line loan. The branch are supposed to close at a certain time. It's not even close to the certain time. We got people that essential services, same policemen and other people, they will walk straight to the front of the line, go in, take their time, get the bread, whatever, and then leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before they leave, no, they will tell the people that own the place that we're going to go out here and shut this place. You understand? That ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
That is not right. People, this time, loan. When I come board the line, get one of bread, you understand, for all sort of people, one of friends, I know when I tell them people to close the place and go on. Then people ain't got no bread.
Mm-hmm.
They things ain't right, man.
Mm-hmm.
They things ain't right. These people taking advantage of the whole situation, or even some of these supermarkets can't get the prices. They're just signing up for the people, man.
Right, I think some of them. My thing is, listen, let's look at it right across the board. There are some people who can try a thing during this time, right? But there are some people who genuinely say, "I want to be part of an effort." So many people call me and want to volunteer and help, and they really feel the plight. So I don't want us to throw all of them in one of them bags and shake it up and call everybody the same. But I receive a lot of calls and messages. Where people are concerned about the nutritious value, the actual value, the prices of the things, if it's really adding up to 25, 50, or it's 100, or if this is another way to try to make money. And for me, I've seen some supermarkets package and send out a lot of care packages and so on. So they're prepared to hold some of the weight. And if they're prepared to do that, whether it's for PR or for genuine reasons, they should be prepared to even make sure that the buy is having even more than $25, particularly when you consider perishable items, right?
Yeah.
So,
but Corey, not cross me, right?
Mm-hmm.
What type of corn beef you use normally, buddy? Preferred or Texan, right?
For me, I look for the cheapest. I ain't a picky sort of fella. So I come out as a scout, right? And if you could eat scout food, you could eat anything. You understand? Big up St. Stephen's scout group all the way. So I don't pick and choose. You understand? But I understand.
Still got a brand.
Right. Because some things taste really different, particularly tuna. Tuna, they got tuna, right? And then they got tuna. You understand? There's two different things.
Your bad whoop is tuna.
Correct. Then they got the water, and then they got the oil, and there's two different tastes again. So, but my thing is, understand that in survival mode, you know, in the army, they got these things is crack or it's just our water.
That
is where we're at. It's just that we don't recognize that that's where we're at. You understand?
Get there soon. Work.
Anyhow, we again chronicle all your thoughts and all the rights, the wrongs, and I think coming out of this, we'll have a national playbook, and hopefully it will just catch COVID and dust until the second coming, and we never have a situation like this again in life. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon and welcome. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi, hi.
Yeah, how are you?
I am. All right, I figure out. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, well, not so good.
All right, talk to me.
But I always listen to you.
Man,
you
thank
and Dennis.
You. Oh, dear.
My favorite moderator.
Oh, dear. Oh,
so,
dear.
I wish the nurses on the front line all the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my problem here is I have my money in Nova Scotia, Broad Street, but I cannot get any.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, my food going low, and I have important things to do. So, I don't know, as I hear over the radio all the time, that some pensioners getting the money at the post office. But mine just come to know, my money coming to Nova Scotia, so...
Mm-hmm. And you don't have an ATM card either?
I had one, but last week I went to use it and the machine take it in.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't get about one?
Well, the bank closed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was, it happened recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, you're going to need to call the 536 HOPE. 536 HOPE. I didn't get the exact number here.
Four.
Too. That's to help people to remember. But it's 5364663. 5364663.
63.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
They should be able to offer you some assistance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. All the best. Just stay safe, stay home, and see what we can do to make things a little better for you. Okay? And after you call that line, I hope you feel a lot better. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Corey Lane. How are you?
I am good, Lady Winnie.
Yes. Now, listen to me, Corey. I thought that there was a research for the old people that really cannot make ends meet. Because I listened to about a couple of people, you know, that cannot get in a hold of their bank because their card gone missing or whatever. Mm. Something should be done, like if they call in the program, could get their name off here and number, because you cannot let the old people suffer, because sometimes you call in these numbers and it's so busy because there's tons of people calling them, you know.
Correct.
And then, you know, if an old man, he's hungry, you know, and he's on his own, what's going to happen? Anyway, the gentleman that deemed to Mr. Taxman, sir, I am with Cuba until the day I die. And I'm with the Venezuelan, but I am not with the, I never was with the Chinese, so that make it worse now. Because if America, you don't do what America say, they put sanction on you and your country. And I will never forget what they have done to Jamaica. They are the one that helped to mash up Jamaica. Right, and Cuba helped tons of people. Right now, Cuba is in 16 countries. The UK now is all in calling in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the UK Saturday it was 895 people die. Right, you know we nearly over nearly going 2,500 or 2,600 people dead in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Just now on the American TV is 1,800 people die. Right now, the president of the United States will not give New York nothing.
They you said how many no died in the UK?
Huh?
You said how many deaths you mentioned from the UK?
Last week, Thursday, I think it was in one day, they said 800.
Oh, okay. Okay,
right?
Gotcha.
Nearly 2,500, 600 dead.
No, I think people I see here for the UK, like 6,159 as of today.
Right, no, see, because yeah. You got to go because they didn't. You have to go every day to see.
Right, that's the one I'm looking at for today. I said the UK have lost 6,159 people
for
so
today.
Far. Yeah, up
for
today.
Right, and Cuba is going to go and help them.
Someone on WhatsApp reminded me to remind our person that Cuba has some of the best doctors and nurses in the world.
Well,
and
let me tell you something.
So to remind the person of that too.
Yeah, because Jamaica paid the price of sticking with Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Right, any country that the American do not, they cannot tell what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They make your life miserable. Right now, they hold on to equipment, the you know the thing for the people to breathe, for
ventilators. Yes.
Yes, for in Canada, they're doing it for a country that is not with that man. You understand? So let me tell the attacks man, please, sir, rethink. America think they're the Gavati of this world. They go in and take out who they don't like. Understand?
You see, now you mentioned that I didn't hear anybody talk about that situation with them and Venezuela. I saw a letter there that I don't know if it's authentic or not, but it was from Nicolas Maduro really pointing out to the American people to appeal for good sense. Venezuela don't want any war with America. And at this time, we are at war with a virus globally.
America wants war with them because America will just do that to come off the real issue. Right now, Mexico now don't want no American crossed over to come for no help. Mexico telling them not to come. Can you imagine that?
But hopefully true democracy that he pointed to can work in the same side of America where they could say to their leaders and leadership, hey, hold on a minute.
I am,
you know?
The last thing I'm saying, I am with the government in everything they're doing, but this only one thing I disagree with is this basket of things that people are telling you to buy. If you don't like tuna, certain brand, they're putting the brand that you don't like.
Some people say the things that don't really buy to get put in there.
Yeah, you know.
The things that don't sell too fast. But good thing we have the option of choosing, because some you could get prepackaged and some you could choose. Yeah.
When is the country going to open up back?
If anybody could tell you that, I should tell you the lotto numbers one time. I don't think anybody can know exactly. So we just got to hang tight. Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Brastats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. It's only my favorite caller here.
Your favorite
my
caller?
My favorite caller, man, Mr. Brinkstein.
Listen, you had a caller there who, you was calling the tax man.
Mm-hmm. When he called the tax man.
Today, right, is the first time I ever hear he talk with something sensible. This virus do something with him, man. He really talks something sensible to me. Yeah, but he has some other callers there that I don't like what they are talking, right? So I won't mention it. But I pray to God that this virus pass. And we will be able to open back up. You know what I mean? Now, like people like me with a disability, it's very, very hard for them.
How are you managing through this? How are you getting people to help you do certain things?
Well,
like the shopping, Corey, and stuff like that?
Corey, I have two sons. I bless them 150% because I don't have to worry about nothing. You hear what I'm telling you?
Good.
See? They do all the shopping, all the buying, all the preparing. So that don't bother me.
Man, you're truly blessed in that regard, because there are lots of people who are out there and they're alone and, you know, they don't have people to do for them. But I hear you talk about your sons a lot, and obviously you would have done good by them, and it is extremely good that they're doing good by you now. And that's really a lesson for life.
Corey, you see, with these pension checks, I don't even know where my check goes. Of course.
You don't gotta worry about a thing, man.
One of my boys will go and change them. One. Come back and said, Daddy, who is this? I said, what is this now? Dad, put down your pocket, man. Don't ask the question. Corey, I want your money, you know. Because I ain't going to be in
there. You need it. They're going to take care. I think that could be a lesson for all the to-be parents now, and even grandparents and grandparents to be. That you lay that foundation now, because the head time you need it, somebody like you look now, you actually sit in proper. You're sitting good because of that. Now, if you had, say you had not been there for them and you had mistreated them throughout your life, what would your life be now? Boy, even without COVID, but they add COVID onto it as well.
I don't know what would be now, right? I wouldn't know. But as I say, thank God for them, Corey.
Thank God and amen.
I want you to be careful. Keep your distances and whatnot. And we all will get through this together.
Correct. I can keep safe because I can't let anything happen to your favorite moderator, you know. I got to make sure I keep good and healthy.
Yeah, just give me a joke or enjoy, man.
All right, thanks a lot, man. 24 minutes be after 12. Remember, we take the latest at 12:30. So let's go and see who we can speak to. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I how are you? How are you today?
I'm not too bad. Okay. I'm your father, good friend.
Oh, good man. Victor Bishop.
I'm from Leadville,
Yes.
Used to drive bus with him. You was coming choke me for years.
Daddy friend.
Don't worry, I get
it one of these years, man. Take it easy, man.
Listen to me. One of the problems I have with this pension thing, it is 26 alphabetic numbers, right? And I believe they could have broken it down in fours for 4 days, because it's going to cause a cluster at the post office. As long as they're separated in two. There's going to be too much people. Believe me.
I had a similar thought when they first did it. Because when it's here, A to H, right? And then I was looking to hear out of something. I hear out of Z. I saw me.
That's too much.
I saw me. But you know what I'm saying? How you say it? Because if you'd break down in four, you would have had probably a good set, two people, somebody should have break it down into eight. So
I don't think so. I think it would be a lot more reasonable in this time because, you know, people are anxious for money.
I think the idea too was Thursday, Friday. If you have broken it down into four, you would have to look to going into next
week. Right to Monday. Well, some people could wait, I believe, man.
Because some people will wait, because I know of some elderly people that went out there, so saw the line and say, Yeah.
So how's everything going your side otherwise?
My things are really good home wise in terms of the organization wise. The only thing that have me is work wise in terms of working on this project, the Barbados Vulnerable Family and Survival Program is really intense. I really gotta thank all the people who step up, the Barbados Professional Social Workers Association and all the people who step up and trying to help get some kind of benefit or help out to those who are in most need at this time. I mean, we complain a lot, but again, I sit on multiple sides of different equations, and I see a caring set of people, and this is civilians, I see caring governments too, officials, the Prime Minister and Government of Barbados making the decision to ensure that the $600 is available for those who have no income, increasing the welfare in NAS to certain people, just to make sure people can see it through. I've not heard anybody comment on those things, but of course they comment on the negative. Now, that being a mammoth task, you know, headache, burn eyes, late nights, but the joy that the team feels when we know at least there are people out there that we're able to assist, that's good. So if it was to rung it up, I would say fear, because things are really good on one side and really hectic on another.
What I want to ask you again, in this kind of recession, you call it, or this virus going wrong, you think that it has a right that the politicians that work within certain areas should check on some elders, some people that...
Well, they've been doing that. They've been asked to submit the most vulnerable in their constituencies and so on. And they sent over like 1,000 names. So we have about 15 social workers at present doing rapid assessments by phone of those people submitted as we speak. So they've been out there actually finding, and I think there have been a long number of people who've been identified within poverty, within the vulnerable, within disabilities because of this. They've never been identified before. They've not appeared on the welfare list before. Beyond this, I think the social agencies would have some rich data in terms of where the pockets of poverty are. And we can continue to work to see the betterment of all Barbados. This is the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. I am your host, Corey Lane, producer and technical operator, Michelle Braffitt. We go until 2 p.m. this afternoon. A couple of notices here before we go back, and some messages before we go back to the lines as we head straight to 2 o'clock. I think we have the iCab 5 minute just in about, off air. I had the most interesting, ironic call one could imagine. So I was contacted by this guy, and he was talking about something we talk a lot and make a lot of appeals here, burning of stuff in community. In my community, one of my neighbors, could be me, you never know, but one of my neighbors called the fire service we were smoked out. We have chronic asthmatics in our neighborhood. And the fire service did come, and they did spoke, and the fire was put out, and everything was okay. But this guy said, you know what, he smoked out. And he would like for us to make an appeal to the public about this burning of stuff. And that guy is no less a gentleman than the chief fire officer, Mr. Maynard. Think about that for a minute. Now, the whole idea is that we are in a crisis and we're going to try to appeal, and we're going to appeal to the good senses of our people. But I think that after this crisis, we have really, really have to look. Sorry, not look. We've have to act on these things. Full stop. We have to act on these things. We have to act on these things. The motorcycle wheels in the air, the kites that stopping people from sleeping, the dogs that stopping people from sleeping, the people indiscriminate burning of stuff that not only affects your laundry, but more so affect those who are unable to fully breathe. We have got to act on these things. In terms of the social distancing, I picked up a message on WhatsApp and it was saying this is the same thing we see in these similar situations where people just don't follow instructions. And in some parts of the world, they are charging people. I think it was a Canadian guy who was on the chat. It was saying they're charging you if you do not observe social distancing. Because it's not only about you, no. This is about the entire society and your ability to cause havoc in the society. So we have to do that. If that's the only way that we can understand, so be it. Couple WhatsApps and then over to Lynn. Good day. May I suggest that if the curfew has to be extended, that we consider locating some government cashiers at strategic locations in communities such as schools or churches or major supermarkets, along with armed security, armed police, because there will be huge amounts of cash will be present, whereby pensioners can have additional places to go to cash their checks. So there's a suggestion. This one says, I heard in the morning news bulletin a Bajan stranded in Guyana. I'm trying to reach the Bishop of Guyana to seek his assistance. Is there anyone out there who could provide the name of the Barbadian and his current location? This is coming from Canon Stephen Fields in Toronto. He's trying to assist. And a really long WhatsApp that can be condensed by this one sentence. And that is, what is complicating our country's management of this pandemic is fear. People are fearful, and that is what is complicating this. If we can have some faith and we can relax, that will go a long way. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon and welcome to Down to Brass Stats. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you. This morning, a colleague of mine went to collect fish from the Oystein supermarket, fish market. From his usual provider. While parking was only available by the boats, the car park by the fish market was full of persons trying to purchase fish and vegetables from various vendors who were crowded in the area. He was surprised at this, and the police station is not far away and would expect that they would have a strong presence there, perhaps even with the Defence Force, to control the crowd. I mean, after all, the police station isn't far away, and the Defence Force are trained in crowd control. I'm thinking that, you know, a chain is as strong as its weakest link, and this sort of thing puts us all at risk.
Yep.
Social distancing is the only way we understand that would curb the spread of the virus. So I would like perhaps the authorities to see that these areas are properly policed and controlled by police and perhaps even the Defence Force.
All right, I hope that they're listening and they can put in that extra effort, because we are actually depending a lot on them to stop the massive spread. The more it spreads, the more all of us are in danger, because we are all interconnected in this small country. Thank you very much. Don't know about stats. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Lane. How are you today?
I am fine, thanks. And you?
Not too bad. I mean, I've been thinking about a couple of things. I didn't really want to bring it up, but I'm going to do so because I found out that a research company actually brought it up. Mr. Kimar Safri keeps on bringing up the fact that contact tracing is useless when it comes to the homeless people. And he said it repeatedly. We can have to look at it, we dispose of things, especially in those open cans downtown as well, you know. That's been bothering me for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if somebody puts something in a tissue, throw it in there, we know they go through looking for bottles and other things, you never know what may happen. You get what I'm coming from? I think we should look at the way that we use those kind of receptacles that we actually use, make sure that they're sealed, that we want it, people can get them out, as people who come to deal with them, which is the SAS, and stuff like that. Even some government institutions, GIS tells you on the radio, when you go into the bathroom, it's best to use a paper towel so door can come back out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are no receptacles outside that you can even drop the thing into. And I already had a noise from the government department with some of the needs. The customer, but I told him, anything break up over here, I can testify against it, because you have paper towels, first of all, which you don't. And second of all, you do not have a receptacle to drop these things into when they come with the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You get where I'm coming from?
Yes. Yep.
Right.
So I think that's interesting.
All right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, because that's basically, if somebody sneezes into a tissue down.
No, I get the point. You don't need to belabor. Right. I get the point. The whole idea of sealed bins. The thing is, a lot of these things go on cost benefit analysis, like how, what would it cost to do that, and what's the benefit of it? As particularly with a pandemic like this, these things would float to the top. But on the average day, this is something that no one is really thinking about. But
really thinking about, But you and I do, because remember the very first time you came on this radio program, you talked about hygiene and real life phoning, because you were going right in my alley. Because you and I were on the same wavelength for that point in time.
It was going down your lane. It was going down your lane, not your alley.
I like that. Now, you might want to look at something also. I want you to Google this. Blue Dot Global. Blue Dot is one word. Then Global, what we do. This is a research company, actually, who looks around the world, use the artificial intelligence and human intelligence to see where the next breakouts will come from. They'll actually identify this virus before it actually left Wuhan in China. They give the information, but a lot of people didn't act on it. Have a good afternoon.
You have a good afternoon as well. Someone says for Glenn and his question, Section 67 of the Constitution will answer his question. That's Section 67 of the Constitution. There's an appeal here, like if you have leaking gas, if MPC can't come to your home and fix it. A number of persons are asking, particularly this lady says she lives in New York, but she's now following the program every day and now she's home. She wants to know when all Barbadians will be mandated to wear masks when leaving home. A number of other locals have asked those questions in various ways in different WhatsApps as well. So we'll get some answers to that as we continue this Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi. I'm calling to mention two things. I agree so far with the measures that are taken, and I want to wish all the frontline people safety. My question, though, has to do with this whole landlord-tenant arrangement. I think I've heard it put over that, I mean, I don't agree with anybody putting out anybody this time, but there are some landlords who are struggling, and there are some tenants who receive, you know, the wages, but who are saying that they don't have to pay rent now. Mm-hmm. What arrangement is there to help those landlords who are struggling? Because every landlord is not rich. I heard Ms. Ford and I smiled talk about landlords in mansions. Not every landlord lives in a mansion. Mm-hmm. And not all landlords are rich. Some people have a little something that somebody gave them and are using it, you know, to help supply the needs. What about those people who are struggling and think that there's no equity in the way it's being put forward? I mean, I say I don't agree with anybody putting out anybody. Mm-hmm. But what about those people who can't afford to pay and are refusing to pay because they think that the government is saying don't pay rent at this time? I will put down and listen to any responses that will come of that.
Okay, thank you very much. I had a lot of conversations with some landlords and tenants on my line off air. And one of the things that, this continues to come up. And I believe that one of the things that would have to happen what persons are basically appealing for is for there to be some form of leniency and understanding on both sides. So if you can absolutely afford to pay. If you can absolutely afford to pay some. If you cannot absolutely afford to pay whatsoever, negotiate with the landlords. And on the other side, landlords, as we would appreciate, not all, some of them depend on it for mortgage and insurance. And as I said, even the mortgage companies have been appealed to give some kind of leniency. And they say that, you know, we still got to meet our interests and premiums at the end of this. But I believe that there needs to be a sitting down and agreeing of the minds of how we go forward. Because all the leniency where people are struggling, my question is, and again, I got to remember for Barbados Light and Power, they say yes, they did make this statement. I actually saw the statement somewhere in the WhatsApp as I was scrolling through. So I want to say the Barbados Light and Power stepped up to the plate too as well. No disconnections. Be that as it may, afterwards, I want to talk about afterwards. I want to look down the road. I want to ask the question, will there be rebates or will people be expected to pay 2-3 months at one time? Will there be discounts? Let's start to think about down the road so we can start to prepare. Because it's okay to say, okay, don't go pay now. And then after this, people, everybody wake up to this humongous bill and got to find the money to pay. And then there will be disconnections later. So that's something we need to look at. So thank you, ma'am, for raising and reminding me of those two things. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Corey, how you doing, man?
I'm fine, thanks. No, I find out how I am. I'm fine today. How are you?
All right. I'm good, man. I'm good.
All right, good.
Listen, I had heard a caller call earlier, and he was in Crambo, Italy, right? My stepdaughter, she lives in Italy. We were supposed to be in Italy all day. No, actually.
Did they fish get, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you introduce yourself to everybody as a fish cat, man. You come at easing part of the day's program. You mean I had to get the free fish cats, right? But you go long down.
But I ain't making the fish cat by the door.
I know.
I made nothing.
Anyhow, I just had a throat that one. So Italy, we were talking about Italy. Talk to me. What's happening?
Yeah, Italy, they're still operating on 4G.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the reason why Italy, they still have a high death rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And numbers are still coming in, people being tested. Mm-hmm. Because what happened is that Italy, they have a close-knit society, right? A close-knit community.
Right.
Whereas that, you'll find that people of 45, 50 years old still live with the parents.
Mr. Metaphysics would tell you that they probably have secret for you, Gene, and you don't know about. That's the point he was trying to make.
Yeah, but they're not using it there, though. My stepdaughter, she's in the military over there.
Okay. I'm going to touch base with him and find out what's his response to that. Now, I need you to hold and speak to the producer and see if you would come back another time or come back after the ICAB 5 minute, because we do have to take a break at this time. Yeah?
No problem, bro.